Hi, this is Ben with Rochester Indie Media, and I'm reporting from the Community-Wide Summit for Educational Change. One of the things I find most interesting and exciting about the summit is that people here see it as the first step in creating a real movement in Rochester. That's what this report will focus on. Why a movement is necessary, what's going on to create a movement, is it even possible? Keep listening to hear how summit attendees responded to all those questions and more.
None of us are satisfied with the outcomes that we have in the city school district. Things like racism, things like poverty, things like lack of democratic involvement, things like curriculum that isn't relevant to kids, things like standardized testing as the main vehicle for assessing students and the only vehicle in many scenarios. We need to move beyond that. And everyone that came here was in agreement on that we have deep issues that has required collaboration between like-minded individuals in a grassroots sense to bring about solutions. So this was, in many ways, you know, a step. I kind of see it as a step in the right direction, right? A very powerful, meaningful, huge step. But it's one step as part of a longer process, and I'm sure many people have repeated this throughout the day. This is really like, we're very like-minded in that sense that today we built up, but if it stops here, then we fail. We need to make it part of a longer process to bring about reality.
To be dissatisfied is okay, but that's not enough. That if we truly are dissatisfied, then it becomes incumbent upon us to develop an alternative agenda and an alternative direction. But only as the first step. Once we've developed that, then it's really incumbent upon us to do the work that would be necessary in order to implement that new direction.
We need a movement. We need really a civil rights movement and a massive, like a critical mass to bring about this level of change in terms of how entrenched a lot of these issues are.
Can we build that? Only if, as Dr. Sanford said, only if we're willing to do the hard work. If we just go home, no, we can't. But if we're willing to stay, if we're willing to be Cairo, if we're willing to be Wisconsin, if we're willing to be all those things, then yes, we can.
There's an excitement in the air. Adelaide Sanford just ignited everyone with her words of encouragement. Bill Johnson was very enlightening. And just seeing who came to the table. I mean, there's such a cross-section of people from the communities and I think that, you know, change is in the air for Rochester.
Even though we're talking about building a movement, that we've actually been engaged in a process of building a movement for over a year. And that whole process began around the issue of mayoral control. And so we saw a broad-based group of community organizations, grassroots community organizations, coming together very quickly after we found out about the mayor's intent to take control of the school district. Rochester has a long history of struggle and organizing, but there's been a vacuum for a while, for quite a few years, where we haven't seen anything this large in a while. So it feels absolutely good. It feels good. It's tiring, but it's worth it, you know, every minute.
For me, the movement has begun, and there's no force strong enough to stop it at this point. And as we move forward and gather more people who are committed to doing this work, because that's one of the things that I stress throughout the entire day in both workshops, is you have to be committed. If you're not committed, don't fuss. The majority of the people that were in both of the workshops said, oh no, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. So I'm excited.